Hello and welcome to episode 18 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Jen Curcio with her story, Emergency Evacuation.
I was like, I'm about to shit myself, but I'd never shit at work before. And I was like, oh no, today is the day this is going to have to happen. But I was like, no, wait. Everyone's going to hear this horrible thing coming down out of my ass.
Jen is a storyteller and writer. She has won The Moth, appeared on Salt Pancake and Kevin Addison's Risk podcast, and she performs all over Los Angeles, where she hosts the only open mic for storytelling in Los Angeles called Chill Vibes every Saturday at the Lyric Hyperion. You should totally go check it out. But by the way, very soon it's not going to be the only open mic because we're going to start our own very soon, but that comes later. Now, without further ado, here's Jen with her story, Emergency Evacuation.
I was like, can I touch the mic? Because I'm gonna. All right, so 5 years ago, I used my sick combination of skills as a graphic designer and an improv comedian, and I got my dream job. And my dream job, it wasn't that like exciting. It was exciting, I'm not gonna lie. It was, I made memes for the internet. Thank you. And I thought about it and I was like, if I told my grandma this, she was long gone, she was dead. She like died in 97, but I was like, grandma wouldn't understand this, but I'm proud of me and that's what matters. So I was super pumped. I love that job, but don't worry. My life was not all roses. I had to get a restraining order against my ex, who I dated 3 years before this. And like most people who are told to be restrained, they immediately started fighting it at like every level of the court. And it was an incredibly, just wildly expensive situation. And I was like, thank God I have my job so I can pay an attorney $200 a week to help me with this. And then I lost my job. And this isn't a sad show, don't worry. So I was like, all right, it's time to budget. So there was a cabinet above my refrigerator. And so I went up there and I found pasta that the previous tenant had left. And like, I'd moved in 4 years ago. So it was like cobwebs, dust. I brushed it off and I ate that struggle pasta. And then that struggle pasta built the Berlin Wall in my colon. And I could not shit for like a week. And I was like, I need to get some fiber in this diet. I need to get a job. So I went on social media and I was like, if anyone needs a graphic designer, let me know. And my friend immediately responded and she was like, oh, my friend Megan at Keller Williams, it's a real estate company. She needs a graphic designer. And I was like, this seems like a punishment, but okay. So I met with Megan and she was like, you know, my boss is gonna come in here and he's really opposed to hiring anyone. And of course, George comes in and he's like decked out in this like very flashy suit and he slams his Mercedes keys down in front of me and he like rolls up his expensive suit so he could like show off his Rolex. And I'm like, I get it, George, you're rich. And he was like, you don't have to be here. You can leave, I'm not hiring you. And so I stand up and Megan says, sit down. So I sit back down. I'm like, this is a deeply toxic situation, but okay. I sit down and then they go outside of the conference room, the glass conference room, no point. And they have a very heated exchange. And then George comes back in and he goes, ugh, fine, I'll hire you, but I want you to do 40 hours worth of work in 20. At $18 an hour. And I was like, that's damn near impossible, but I'll take it. So I do, and that Monday I start, and immediately, like I notice that it's like a huge office But all of the cubicles are like forced off into this one section, like right near the bathroom. And I'm like, that's deeply uncomfortable. And I'm like, hey, what's up with this weird layout? And this guy at the front desk was like, oh, honey, it's a story. And I was like, please tell. And so he explains that about a month ago, a raccoon got into the ceiling, had babies, couldn't find her way out, ate her babies, and it caused a horrible stench. And then it was on the other side of the building, hence why we were all scrunched on that side. And I was like, oh no, the Berlin Wall's coming down. I was like, I'm about to shit myself, but I'd never shit at work before. And I was like, oh no, today is the day this is gonna have to happen. But I was like, no, wait, everyone's gonna hear this horrible thing coming down out of my ass. So I was like, okay, I got this, I can do this. I'm just gonna like start doing work. So I start talking to all these realtors as I'm sweating. And they're like, oh, we need like memojis of ourselves in presentation form. And I was like, sure, why not, Karen? So I'm like frantically designing and like clenching my asshole. And it like, lunchtime hits. And I was like so deep into this work that I don't even realize that everybody's left. And then I suddenly let a fart out. And it is the most horrific smell I have ever smelled. And I start laughing because I'm alone. And I'm like, surely by the time all these realtors get back, it's gonna be gone. And then the lunch hour passes and I'm sweating. And I'm like, it's not gone. And the realtors start coming in and you know, they're like, this is like North Hollywood and they're all like dressed up and they're like, what the hell is that smell? And the one guy who told me about the raccoons goes, oh, fuck, the raccoon's back. And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Definitely, yeah. And he's like, we're going to have to call the exterminator. And I'm just like sweating profusely. And I didn't even look in the mirror, but I know I'm red. And everybody's like, they're smelling their clothes. And I start smelling mine. And I'm like, oh, my God, the stench is like seeping into cloth. They're gonna have to throw out all the furniture in this damn Keller Williams. And so I'm like panicking. And then this is pre-COVID, so this exterminator comes in and he's in a full Tyvek suit with a fucking face mask and goggles. And that's how serious this fart was. And he pulls down the thing and he takes a whiff and he goes, oh my God, I'm gonna have to get up there. The stench is really like right where you are. So I move out of my desk. And he gets up there with a ladder, and he's like, there's no raccoon. I'm going to have to start gutting these walls. So they closed the office. And I went home, and I applied to so many jobs. I got a job interview the next day, and I never went the fuck back. That's my story.
That's it. That's her story. I have to say, I have a lot of respect for Jen for this episode in her life. It took me many years to be comfortable going to the bathroom at work. Eventually, I went all the way to the other side, and every time that I needed to go number two, particularly after lunch, I would just announce it to everyone. I would just walk to the bathroom telling everyone as loud as possible, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to take a crap. And that made things easier for me, not everyone else. But, you know, it's all about me after all, always, every time. You can, as always, find the video of this story and every other story on our podcast on our YouTube channel, It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms and, of course, YouTube. On the next episode, we have Stuart Jacobson with his story, The Prostate Exam and the Child.
We get to the waiting room there, and, you know, I say to her, my wife, you know, why don't you take him up with you, you know, to the, you know, because she's going to get, speculated, and I'm going to get fingered, you know, and I figured, let him go with her, and she takes a look at me, and she says to me, fuck you, he's not going with me.
That's it. Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time It's Funny Now. See you next time.